Hello, friends. Hello, colleagues. Hello, listeners. Hey, today is Volume 4, Episode 8 of the Platinum Business Break Podcast. And today's episode is sponsored by Platinum Training Technologies. We are the premier training, learning, and coaching online platform that is for small to medium-sized businesses. And we want to help you, your business, get on track with training. And today's episode is titled, Why is a training and development program vital to your company's success? And this is the updated 2024 edition. We did this one a few years ago, so I've got some updated statistics. And if you know me, and if you know the podcast, you know I love statistics. So we're going to jump right in. Here we go. First, you got to ask the question, why train your team? Well, there's a couple reasons. One, employee retention. Studies show that employees will stay if they have a vital and robust training program. Number two, it recruits top talent. Hey, I'm hoping some people are during the interview process are asking what your training program is. That is very important to job seekers these days. Number three, increase productivity. Let's forget about time management, folks. Let's talk about productivity. How can we be more productive? Time manages itself, but how can we be more productive? And training helps you become more productive. Last one, culture of learning. You have a unified work culture. Look, this means that the leadership, C-suite, business owners, you guys are on board. You have to be on board with training. You have to set the tone. If you do not have a culture of learning or a culture of training, training programs will not work. It is a prerequisite. I've seen it. I've seen companies where they've tried to introduce training at the lower levels or the intermediate levels. Doesn't work if the upper management is not or ownership is not on board. So here's the wake-up call. Again, for all you small business owners, C-suite, leadership teams, management groups, executive management groups, etc., etc. State of the Global Workplace 2023 report. Okay, this was finished like in September or October of last year. The voice of the world's employees. The results are in. Here we go. 23% of employees are reporting as engaged. Now, what does that mean? That means they're more than just doing their job. They're showing up. They're volunteering for committees. They're excited to be here. They're excited to be part of the company. Okay, that's only 23 out of 100 or 2 out of 10. That sounds pretty sad when you put it like that. So don't get too excited about that number. Here's the one that should keep you awake at night. 59% are disengaged. Let's call that 60. 60 out of 100 are disengaged. 6 out of 10 are disengaged. What does that mean? That means they're just doing enough to keep their job. They're coasting, baby. That's it. This is the other one that should keep you up at night. 18% are actively disengaged. That's 18 out of 100, or let's just call that 2 out of 10. What does that mean? That means they are sabotaging your business, either intentionally or unintentionally. What does that look like? They're not answering the phone. They're not returning phone calls. They're not returning emails. They're letting a shipment go out that they know is wrong. Okay, they're doing things or not doing things that's costing you and your business a lot of money because they're actively disengaged. So if you add all that up, I mean, that's over, you know, that's almost 80%. 8 out of 10 of your employees are either disengaged or actively disengaged. What can you do about it? Well, one of the things you could do about it is, again, if you listen to the podcast, you know what I'm about to say. Vision. You have to have a clear, compelling, exciting vision. You have to have great core values. You have to have engaged leadership, and you have to have processes in place. And part of processes in place involves training, and that's what we're talking about today. This is the last one I'm going to leave you with. Knowing all that, 51% of currently employed workers said they're watching for or actively seeking a new job. So half your employees right now, look out. Look at all your employees. Think of all of them. Half of them will leave you if they have the chance. Why is that? Well, one, probably because you don't have a vision. Two, leadership is probably not active. Three, there's no core values. The culture probably stinks. It's probably chaotic. It's probably toxic. And you don't have any training. Training helps solve a lot of those problems. It helps sew all that up. So again, this was the Gallup Workplace Survey. You could get online. Just Google Gallup State of the Global Workplace 2023 report. It's a free download, so you can get that, get your own copy as well. So first of all, I want to just tell you, Platinum Training Technologies, we are a training company. We understand about training, and we're going to talk about some training, labels in a minute. That way it kind of helps get everyone on the same page. But we understand that you need help. All right. So there's a few things. Most small to medium-sized businesses, okay, you face several challenges when it comes to training and training development and upskilling. All right. And mainly it's because you're not good folks or you're well-intentioned, it's where you're not capable. You just are overwhelmed. You're trying to run your business day to day. That's why having someone like Platinum Training Technologies come in is we could help make this a reality. There's about 8 challenges and we understand that you're going through. The first is limited resources. Most small to medium-sized businesses have either limited financial or manpower resources to do a training program, and we get that. And if you don't have resources or don't know the way to do it, it's going to restrict the amount of training you provide employees if you're doing any at all. Number 2 is time constraints. Most small businesses are very lean, so finding time for employees or someone who's going to be the training champion is really, really hard. Again, third-party training partner like Platinum Training Technologies, we can help. We can help fill that gap. Number 3. Really, lack of expertise. Again, you know what needs to happen, but you don't know how to connect the dots or the nuts and bolts of putting a training program together. A lot of times it falls over to HR or whoever's doing your HR. Maybe they don't have time or understand how to do it. Okay, we understand that. We've been doing this for a long time. I've been doing this personally. I've been involved either in training or with training for over 30 years. Okay, the 4th one, difficulty identifying training needs. And again, that's something we could help. You know your folks need to be trained, but you don't know what. So, what we can do is identify the skill gaps. That's what we want to do. We want to identify where they're at, where you want them to be, and close that gap through training. And it's got to be measurable and impactful. Number 5, retention concerns. Again, I just went over that Gallup survey. Many small businesses worry that investing in training development will make their employees get a better job or more attractive to the competition. Okay, I'm going to dispel that myth right now. Most of your competition they're not doing training. If you implement a training program, a robust one, you're going to have higher employee satisfaction, which means they're not going to want to leave. So don't worry about that. So, you got to train them because the training is good for your business. It makes your business more profitable. It makes your customers happier. It's all connected. Okay. Number 6, access to training resources. A lot of small businesses, they don't know, is it a manual? What is it? We could provide all of that for you. We prefer our online learning platform. We could also do workshops, seminars. We could do manuals, whatever you want. We could do visual graphics in the workplace or at a workstation, anything to help with training. We can take care of that for you. So you've got resources through us. All right, the last 2. Number 7, adaptability to technological changes. It's happening so fast. Especially, think about AI. How can you use AI in your business? Most small businesses have no idea, even what I just said, okay, because we can help you with that. Adaptability to technology. And number 8, balancing immediate needs with long-term goals. Now, a lot of this is, this goes back to, what I call really more some strategic or operating system planning. You have to identify the problems that your business is having. Okay, we're going to take 20% of the problems that impact 80% of your operations. Then that's what we're going to focus the training around. We're going to solve those problems and focus the training about and around executing those basics flawlessly. Okay, if you listen to me a long time, I wear that out, but you got to execute the basics flawlessly. You got to make it easy for customers to do business with you. So we can help. Platinum Training Technologies, we are the premier online training, learning, development coaching platform for small to medium-sized businesses. Hey, even if you're a department of a larger, publicly traded giant corporation and you're just lost in the shuffle, we can help there too. Again, I get it. I've worked with and for large companies. A lot of times, by the time you get down to the branch level, the divisional, regional level, you get lost in training. Oh, yeah, you're getting the great HR training, the sexual harassment and compliance and diversity and all. That's all great. That's for the good of the company. But what about specific training for the job or task that you and your team are doing? That's how we can help. Let's look at the big picture, okay? Again, as I mentioned before, you got to have a culture of learning. It's got to start at the top. That's a prerequisite. If the people at the top of the organizational chart are not excited about participating in doing training, it's not going to work. So I'm just going to lead with that. But we're going to talk about some definitions. So learning is really the bigger picture. We all learn, okay? Everyone in your organization, we're learning from the time we're born till at some point. I think when we stop learning, that's really when we die. But it's the broader term that encompasses the acquisition of knowledge, skills, and behaviors and attitudes through various means. You know, we say learning, and it's the big picture, okay? So learning is, we want our team members to learn, and that's what we're saying. Okay, now let's talk about training. You know, training, I'm going to refer to training as kind of everything, you know, moving forward, it's just because that's what we pretty much all are used to saying. But really, training is role specific. You know, training is to give you the skills and the knowledge to do your existing job or to prepare you for a new role or job. So in other words, training is role specific. Get that in your mind. So we want to train people to the role and the knowledge, the skills, everything they need to do their current job or prepare them for a different role or a future role. So let's get that straight. So training is kind of the big picture and it is very role specific. So we're going to wait for the words to finish populating. Sorry, I converted presentation from Keynote to PowerPoint. And this is what I got. So my apologies for the slow. Okay, now let's talk about, forget about that. Yeah, I need some training in that, right? Let's talk about development. Now, really, when we're talking about development, we're talking about growth. And, you know, not everyone wants to grow. There's some employees, you have some team members, they just want to come in, they want to clock in or show up, work 8 to 5, go home, and that's it. And that's fine. We need a lot of employees to do that. We need people that are just, they're satisfied with their job, but, you know, they have to have the training, you know, okay? So they have to have the training to do their job. But you're going to identify some people who you want to develop. That means you want to grow, or you have people who've expressed interest in growing more in responsibility or with the company. So this is not only acquiring new skills, but also personal and professional growth, okay? We want to enhance their personal lives, and this may include, you know, some mentorship, coaching, career planning, and exposure to new experiences. Maybe they go shadow a different department for a couple days, a month. So that's what development is. Now, we can help with that, but again, learning is the big one. Training is job specific. Now, growth, you know, or development is for the personal growth, whether it's personal or career growth. Now, the last one is what I call upskilling. Okay, now this could be for your current job or a related job. So really, it's acquiring the additional or advanced skills to improve what you're really doing or improve your capabilities. And just one thing that comes to mind, for example, let's say you've got some baby boomers. You know, that would be me, and I'm going to talk about the generations here in a minute. But let's say you got someone who's not really good in Excel, and they really, you know, guess what? They need to upskill. They understand, you know, they could do everything, you know, on a yellow legal pad. We need to show them how to do that in Excel. They do a great presentation, but we need to show them how to do PowerPoint. So that's really what upskilling. We want to give them some new skills that will enhance their current job performance, which, guess what? It's going to make it much, much easier, you know, their job. The job's going to be easier to do. Here's the other thing. And I'm not going to go over this on this podcast, but you could go over to our Platinum Business Academy. That's actually a learning platform for our individuals. But one of the things we promote there is individuals can get over 50 business certifications on that platform. And it's actually the same platform. It's a shared platform. And what's the advantage of that? What we're finding out is large companies and companies in general, they don't care about the college degree as much. I mean, unless you're going to be an attorney or a physician or something very, you know, CPA, something very specific. But for management, companies are looking more at skills. And we have over 50 business skills certifications that we could offer through that. So that's pretty cool too. So that's what I would call upskilling. Next, there's a couple quotes to leave you with before we go to the next section. Okay, this is a Richard Branson quote. You know, we've all seen this on LinkedIn. It's been out there for about 10 years. Train people well enough so they can leave, but treat them well enough so they don't want to. I think that's what we all would like to do. So what's the next one here? It is from Henry Ford. Okay, some people like Henry Ford, some people don't, but hey, father of really modern manufacturing in the U.S. So here we go, mass production. The only thing worse than training your employees and having them leave is not training them and having them stay. Ow, now that's reality. We need to train our folks. They have a better job experience. They have a more fulfilling career. They're happier, less problems, less turnover. Customers are happy. And you're more profitable, all right? That's really what this is saying. Let's train your folks up, people. We're going to go into the next section, okay? This is what I call the 7 pitfalls of modern training. And when I say modern, I would say over the last 10, 15 years. So the first one is the instant expert. You know, just add water, okay? There are no miracles in the classroom, folks. I've seen this 100 times where you bring in someone for a workshop or you have a sales meeting, a national sales meeting, global sales meeting, or whatever you want to call it. and you bring in someone to rah-rah and pump up the troops, and it's going to be awesome. Okay, they're in 30 days or so, they're going to forget 90% of what they just heard. It's because you don't reinforce it. So there's no instant expert. Training is a continual, ongoing process. Okay, that's what I want you to get out of that one. Number two, some companies do not allow training during work hours. They say, nope, training is on your time. That is a big mistake. You need to allow your folks time to train and train on the clock. And if you do that, you might be surprised, especially if you have something like our platform that's 24/7, they may be going home and doing some additional training just to on their own to improve themselves. Wouldn't that be great? Number three, fire hose in mouth. Teach everyone everything at one time. You can't do that. Now, again, if you're talking about a broad policy, human resources really, like some diversity, inclusion, you know, some topic like that, yeah, you want to get everyone on the same page. But sometimes, depending on the department, you can't come in and teach a new process or new procedure because it either doesn't impact them, it doesn't, you know, affect them, they don't understand it, you're using different lingo or language. And I see that a lot. A lot of corporate settings, you have one department, man, they've got their own lingo, and they do a training, and everyone's kind of like, what did they say? You know, guys, we've got to get rid of the lingo. Everyone has to use a common language throughout the organization. That's the only way that works. Anyway, sorry, a little off topic there, but I was getting fired up. I think you can tell. Number four, assuming everyone is trainable. Oh, this is like, everyone's not trainable, folks. I'm just saying, again, you got some folks, they just want to come in, do their job, but they have to be able to be trained to do new stuff. Anyone who pushes back, doesn't want new training, they need to get off the bus. They need to get off the boat. They don't need to be on the ship. They're not part of your culture, because if you've established a training culture, everyone there wants to be trained. So if you've got people who don't want training, they want to push back, they're going to keep doing things the old way, it's time to part ways. I know that's tough. And again, that's another podcast, but that's tough. Number five, old school on-the-job training. Oh, this is, I love this one. Back when I first got in sales many, many, many years ago, I got I don't know if it was an early cell phone or a beeper. It might have been a beeper or a pager. If you don't know what that is, look that up. That's for younger folks. So got a customer list. It was usually a printed out customer list. It was catalogs, some hats, some koozies, you know, some odds and ends. You know, you just kind of learned it on the fly on your own. So anyway, that's what you do on the job training. That it served me okay. It's there. It's still very common today. Some people, I learned okay on that, but that was old technology. But imagine this. Imagine if I got actual training. How could I have pulled time forward and been more productive? That's all I'm saying, because, yeah, I was pretty good. You know, I had a technical knowledge. I'm good with people. I had a customer list. Yeah, I kind of winged it, you know, and it really took me, you know, a year or two to really, really feel comfortable in the role. But if I had some training, formal training program, I would have been much more productive sooner. Number one, I would have sold more. Two, I would put more money in my pocket because I was a commissioned salesperson. So that's the way that works. You know, again, I think of a company, I won't name the name, but it's a large insurance provider, and their customer service people, they do not touch the phone until about 6 weeks. They get 6 weeks of training, you know, role-playing situations, how to use the computer, how to log the 6 weeks. That's a month. Now, I know some are going, well, I can't afford 6 weeks. Well, you know, I don't think you can afford not to, because that 6 weeks will weed people out. If they make it to the end of the 6 weeks, they're locked in. So it's better to find out during that training period than 2 years later that they're dead. If you got questions about that, let me know. I can explain that a little bit further. Number six, there's only one perfect class or format to administer training. Some companies believe that. It's all get in a room. No. People learn different ways, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. Number seven, failure to establish learning goals with no progress analysis. Now, again, worked with another company. They went out, bought a learning management system without talking to anyone. They said, hey, everybody, here's our training. It was not organized, and it was more of a requirement. Employees had to do it. The upper management wasn't doing it. You knew that just through the talk in the office. And the problem with that is, it's like, why? How come we're expected to do training and they're not? See, that's why you have to have a culture of training, just an organization that loves training. But regardless of who you are, you have to have some goals. You know, what's the progress? And again, with our online learning management system, we can track progress. We could actually have basically it's just a listing of all the courses that you have taken. It's your transcript, okay? So that way it helps with promotions, it helps with, you know, maybe discipline or, you know, whatever HR issues. It's a good thing to have learning goals and what kind of progress is expected, right? Because everyone should be learning all the time. There's no one who's like, ta-da, I know everything. No, not true. Not true. Not true at all. So let's talk about learning styles. You know, there's visual, there's auditory, there's read or write, and then there's basically kinesthetic or touch. Now, I'm kind of a combination. I think most people are a combination. I mean, for example, when I travel, if I have a heavy travel schedule, I'll listen to audiobooks either on my phone or on Kindle, and I put it on like 1.5 times speed. You know, they kind of, you know, it speeds up and they kind of sound like a chipmunk. But I retain, it's amazing how much I retain. I also learned about visual, seeing things in the way they're put together. You know, it helps. Read, write. Okay. You know, I used to take notes. You know, back in the old days, we didn't have, you know, all this stuff. We just had notebooks and, you know, we didn't have all this technology. And we just had to write everything the professor or the teacher was saying. But that helped me memorize stuff. And then, of course, there's the touch. You know, some people, if they touch it and can see it, they remember it. All right. So in other words, there are multiple learning styles, but most programs are only focused on one area. Most people need two or more areas to learn. Like in the example that I just gave, you know, I mean, if I read it, see it, hear it, you know, I'm going to get it. So instead of one area, you have to have at least two plus areas. And again, with the now virtual VR, I mean, you have these, you know, goggles like is on the picture if you're watching this on YouTube. I mean, which, by the way, you know, this podcast is on Spotify. It is on iHeartRadio. It's on Apple Podcasts. It's on Amazon Podcasts, and it's on our YouTube channel. Anyway, but if you're watching on YouTube, you have, you know, the VR virtual reality goggles. And, you know, that's another area that's got, you know, I'm just, my mind swimming about what application that could be, but that could also be part of your training program. Some more, you know, about the truth about learning styles, you know, what I call three types. There's face-to-face, where you have everyone in the conference room or you rent a place and you have a speaker, moderator, trainer, someone like me or someone, you know, Platinum Training Technologies. Or you could have a virtual, it's the second one, which would be like a Teams or Zoom call, which we'd have a moderator, someone doing the training, or, you know, have a trainer, or you have self-guided. That's kind of like our online learning platform where they can log on 24/7, learn at their own pace, and either explore courses on their own or their assigned courses that they need to take. Part of this is, you know, we have to construct a program around your team demographics. Now, where we're at in history and with age, we have a large mixed population of generations. You have millennials versus Gen X versus baby boomers versus Gen Z. So who are the baby boomers? Okay, I'm one. I'm at the tail end. They're born between 1946 and 1964. That's about 71.6 million in the U.S. You have the Gen Xers. They're born between 1965 and 1980. That's about 65 million, okay? Gen Y, or millennials, as we call them, were born between 1981 and 1996. That's about 72 million. Then the Gen Z, they were born between 1997 and 2015. That's about 68 million. And they've already named the next generation. And these people are only 8 years old. Gen Alpha, if you're born between 2016 and today, you know, you're 8 years old. So, you know, you're the future workforce. Okay. There's an estimated to be 2 billion by 2025. Okay, so that means they're going to be 9 years old. Okay, so anyway, that's a large population group. So that's very interesting. Now, again, I think that 2 billion is global. That's not U.S., by the way, because I think we only have like 350 million in the U.S., so that's got to be a global number. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. We want to construct a custom program that fits your team and your team demographics, okay? So regardless of that, each group, we believe, is going to learn differently, so you have to have a blended style. We also believe that all generations have a willingness to not only to teach, but also to learn, and that's a good thing. So each group will learn differently, and we kind of have to meet them where they're at and come up with a plan to train them accordingly, okay? But what about the next thing here? Okay, so some of what I call the disadvantages of the live or classroom-led learning. So it is time-consuming, you know, not only for, you know, to especially if you have a split workforce where some are in the office or some remote, you got to coordinate, you got to, you know, rent a space or make sure a space is open, you got to make sure the facilitator's coming in. So there's a lot of time and a lot of logistics with that, too. And do we need food, snacks, you know, are we bringing in lunch or what are we doing here? And it's a higher cost. Bringing people in costs more money. But again, the benefits of that, you know, do they outweigh that cost? I believe they do. You know, now, especially we're in this post-COVID time, people do enjoy getting back together. People do remember those experiences, and I think they get a lot of it. But let's talk about online and on-demand training, you know, some of the benefits and disadvantages. Well, one of the benefits to me, it's timely. You can use it whenever you want, 24/7, especially if you're using our Platinum Training Technologies platform, 24/7. It's topical. We keep it current, up to date, comprehensive, very comprehensive. Now, you know, I know a lot of people go, well, you know, I can, you know, get on LinkedIn or get on YouTube, and yeah, but you know what? You're all over the board. What are you really learning? I mean, you know, if you're, again, if it's for self-discovery, self-development, agree, just find stuff that interests you. But if you're working for a company or an employee, or if you're a manager or business owner, you need to map out some skills and some training and some development that your people need. And you can't do that on YouTube or LinkedIn. It's just hard to do. You need someone like Platinum Training Technologies to come in and say, hey, let's map this out for each, you know, department, group, or even person. You know, again, it's flipped classroom. It's the reverse. Now, you know, this could be a moderator and it's broadcasting out via Zoom or Teams meeting. So that's what that means. But, you know, what are some of the perhaps disadvantages of online and on-demand training? Well, one, it's really difficult to anticipate the live needs. It's just there's a different dynamic when you're on a Zoom call or a live call, or if you're on, you know, on-demand training. It's just, it's not the same as in person. Now, the other disadvantage, as I was just mentioning, there's so many options. Yeah, you go onto some online learning platform, or you go onto YouTube and type in a topic. There's so many. And who are experts, who are not? Okay, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute. There's no human touch. I think the human touch is, again, like we talked about on the previous slides, being in person, there's something to that. But not all training is the same, all right? So regardless of the learning style or generation, after the initial training, only 10% of the information is retained. And a lot of people go, really? And I'm going to give you a couple examples. One, the best one, you know, those of you who go to church or used to go to church, and whether it was the priest, rabbi, or the pastor, you know, you're sitting in there, they're doing a sermon or whatever you call it, you know, they're preaching, and you're sitting there and go, yeah, he's talking to me today, you know, and you're going, yeah, that was a good sermon. And then you start going, yeah, when are we going to go eat? You know, so as soon as you hit the door and you're eating lunch or wherever you go home, about an hour after that, half that information is lost. And you go, you start forgetting, oh, what was he? What did he say? What was that quote? After 2 days, 80% of the information is lost. And after 31 days or after a month, 90% is gone. So you only remember 10%. I mean, you may not even remember that. You may not even remember the name of the sermon or what the topic was. You just remember it, you know, how you felt while you're listening to it. So it's very, very, very important to understand that regardless of the learning style, regardless of the age, most training is lost after 30 days or after a month. Let's talk about our training platform, our program, what we use. So for our online training, now this doesn't include our workshops or any, you know, masterminds or workshops or anything we do in person. This is more for the online learning platform, the on-demand. And ours is based on the Lominger competency model, which was developed in 1991 by Michael Lombardo and Robert Eichinger. It offers a robust framework for talent development and leadership grooming. So all of our courses on our platform are based on this model. Speaking of our online platform, we have a library of over 3,000 courses. It's available 24/7, and they're based on micro-learning, meaning they're short form, you know, 5 to 10 minutes. You can learn one topic quickly without fatigue. Courses are repeated to help transfer the new information into short, long-term memory. And I think that's an important thing that you need to understand is our training is just not a one-and-done thing. You watch a particular series. It could be 2 videos, 3 videos, it could be 15 videos, but they're all short, 5, again, depending on the topic. They're tests, you know, each one, and they have to score an 80%. At least, you know, that's how we could set it for 75 or whatever you want to set, you know, if you decide to subscribe to our service. And then they're repeated. They're repeated at least once, maybe twice over a 90-day period. At that point, guess what? They've retained a whole lot more knowledge than they did before. And we have a very comprehensive curriculum. Our cutting-edge curriculum covers everything from customer service to marketing to sales training to management training, leadership training. It makes sure every one of your people have a well-rounded training program. And all of our courses are refreshed periodically, and we always rotate out old or stock that's not pertinent anymore. and they're all professionally done. Business professionals, educational professionals are writing and doing these videos. So these are just not some, you know, random video we pulled off the, you know, the internet. This is actual methodology using the Lominger competency model. That's how all of our stuff is formulated, all right, or produced. So there's over 100 learning tracks on topics like accountability, building an effective team, business acumen, communication skills, conflict management, customer focus, problem solving, time management. So how would you use a learning track? Well, let's, for example, let's say, you know, you've got a team who's not functioning very well. Well, maybe there is a problem solving module, or maybe the manager of that team takes the learning track called Building an Effective Team to give them some tools, some resources on how to manage that team better. And as I mentioned before, we also have over 50 business certifications that the employees could get. In addition to the normal learning, you could say, hey, you know, why don't you, this year we want you to get 5 certifications and let's pick them out. For example, advanced selling skills, business communications, change management, call center training, finance for the non-financial, managerial tune-up, presentation skills, sales management 101, and many more. Doesn't that sound cool? What a wonderful gift that you can give to your employees. Hey, plus it's probably tax deductible too. Just ask your financial people or your CPA. All right, again, the 38 key competencies are abilities, behaviors, knowledge, and skills that impact the success of employees and organizations. They can include general skills like communication, role-specific skills, leadership skills, as well as others. Again, our program is micro-learning. 3 to 12 courses, 12 minutes, 15 minutes maybe, repeated over 90 days to reinforce that new information. All right, so that's what we have to offer. In addition to any online or specific or customized training that we can do, and I wanted to mention that, we can also do customized training, or if you have existing training videos, we can upload those to our platform. That is, if you subscribe, you become a subscriber or a customer of ours, and we host those at no charge. And as long as your client, they're yours, we just host them for you, so they're all in one spot. We can categorize them and make that part of your learning track. So that's another value add that we bring. So let's talk about constructing your training program. All right, the first thing you have to do is develop really an educational or training mission statement. That's so important. Again, it has to start from the top down. You have to send the message that, hey, everyone, we are serious about training, and this is what we're going to do. So have a mission statement. 2, you got to develop learning paths based on current needs and demographics, as we discussed before. 3, we got to know your people. Now, let's talk about, you know, your people, the different generations, kind of their learning gaps, their learning styles. Who needs training? You know, is it skills training? Is it maybe it's some interpersonal training? You know, maybe they need some sensitivity training or something like that, or how to communicate with other generations. So what do they need to know? That's the individual and for the company. Who knows what? Who has the tribal knowledge? That's the other thing, too. Before a lot of your, especially your baby boomers, start retiring, how much knowledge do they have that we want to try to capture and record so we could pass that on? This is the thing that companies don't understand. They're about to lose a lot of knowledge in their company, and it's like they're a brand new company. Now, again, some of that's okay. Some of the old stuff needs to go away, but most of it, a lot of the basics are there, and they've just never been passed on to the next generation. So that's important that we capture that. And do you know what training is currently in place? Some companies may not even know, do we have a training program? I don't know. You know, you should know that, especially if you're leadership, especially if you're the business owner. 4, establish effective communication protocols within the company and management accessibility. So in other words, management, leaders, business owner, you guys got to take the lead. You got to communicate. Don't let your HR people fire off emails. You need to do it. You need to say, this is what we're doing. All right, 5, we need to create a blended curriculum based on the company needs and goals. Again, that's going to depend on generation, different departments. So it's not a one-size-fits-all. It's very customized. 6, develop program measurement. Is the training yielding results? That's probably the most important thing. You say, hey, I'm going to spend, you know, X amount of dollars per employee per year. How do I know it's working? Well, that's what we have to do. You know, it starts with your commitment, all right? It's a prerequisite, but we could actually measure employee satisfaction, and there's a way to do that. We could tell you about that, and, you know, call us. We'll do a quick discovery call, tell you all about it. 7, last one, develop policies and standards to support the educational mission statement. Again, it's not optional. We do that at this. We train at this company. We train a lot. We're going to have the best trained people in the industry. And guess what? Your customers know it. And guess what? Your prophets will show it. Promise.
Right.
All right. So what would be the next steps? If this resonates with you, you know, first of all, you know, contact us, platinumtrainingtechnologies.com. There's a phone number down there. There is an email, you can, a contact page, and kind of say, hey, we'd love to have a conversation. So let's talk first. Let's see if we're a good fit, potentially a good fit. But the first thing is, again, you got to contact us. Got to contact us today. Don't wait. Number two, you got to find your training evangelist. That's the key person in your company who's going to take this on. Is it HR? I mean, to me, it should be someone in your upper management. That's my opinion. But it could be mid-level management because, you know, that's just the way that goes. That's reality. But you got to find someone who's passionate about it and no, more importantly, who has some authority. You got to give that person some authority. I'm not talking, you know, Barney Fife. Some of you may know what I'm talking about. I'm talking really someone who's responsible and who this is their passion. It may not be HR. You know, it may be who knows who it could be. But you got to find your internal training evangelist, someone who's excited about training, preferably upper management. Number three, discover learning needs and communicate them to the team. Let's do a survey. Let's have a conversation. Let's have a town hall. What skills are you missing? Now, part of what we do, you know, at our sister company, Platinum Business Consulting, we actually have the Platinum Process, which is really an operating system. And what we do is we identify the 20% of the problems that are impacting 80% of the business. And then we solve those and create training and protocols and processes and procedures around that to make sure it's going to stick. And again, you listen to me before I wear this out. You got to execute the basics flawlessly and make it easy for customers to do business with you. It's that simple, right? So that's what that could do. Number four, establish an educational mission statement. What's the mission? Again, that's part of the, you know, commitment from upper management. Number five, identify program elements. Again, what we want to do is align with the lawmaker core competencies. In other words, from our library and your needs, what are the program parts and pieces we need initially to get your people where you want them? It's that simple. It's real easy. Then we build a program. Now, that's what we do. We will build that program with you and for you. That's part of what we do. Again, so that's going to take a lot off your plate. And then seven, we start the training. It's a big kickoff, and it's got to be a big event, right? Everyone's got to be excited about it. And then we evaluate, adjust, repeat. We measure. Because at the end of the day, you want to go, is the company getting its money's worth? And again, there's a very easy way to do it. And I'm not going to reveal that secret because that's the secret sauce, right? All right. Anyway, that's it. That's the next steps. So again, this is Platinum Training Technologies. This is the Platinum Business Break Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. And if you did enjoy it, subscribe, whether you're on, again, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Podcast, Apple Podcast, or on our YouTube channel. And this is Volume 4, Episode 8, Why is a Training and Development Program Vital to Your Company's Success? It is, and this is the updated 2024 edition. So again, reach out to us, info@platinumtrainingtechnologies.com, and we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to help you because that is our passion. We know we can help, so we can't help you if you don't call us. Anyway, we look forward to seeing you next time. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.